Welcome back. Today we're making a proper dub siren in Ableton Live 12 from Absolute Scratch, and we're aiming it directly at old school jungle and drum and bass riser moments, not the modern white noise whoosh. This is that sound system, dancehall influenced, pitch sweeping, resonant, delayed out siren that can cut through a break without stepping on the sub. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to move with purpose. But I'll also tell you why each move matters, because the difference between random siren noise and authentic jungle punctuation is mostly about control and placement. First, quick session context so you're designing in the real world. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Drop a basic drum loop in, ideally a break with a kick and snare you actually like, because the siren has to live around that snare. Then put a bass or sub playing, even if it's just a sine note. That's important. The siren is usually a mid-range character element. If you build it full range and huge, it'll fight your low end and your whole tune will feel blurry. Now, create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. You can do this in Operator too, but Waveeatable makes modulation and mapping really quick. In Waveeatable, go to Oscillator 1 and choose Basic Shapes, then pick a sine or triangle. Start simple. That's the classic system tone. If you start with something bright and complex, you'll spend the whole lesson trying to tame it. Set the synth to mono. iDub Siren is typically monophonic. It's a single voice that slides. Then turn on glide, also called portamento, and set it somewhere around 80 to 150 milliseconds. This is a huge part of the phrasing. Short glide feels like a chirp. Longer glide feels like that liquid whoop that people associate with classic sirens. Create a one-bar MIDI clip and hold a single note, like A3 or C4. Don't overthink the note yet. You're just giving the synth something steady, so you can hear movement when we add modulation. Now we add the iconic motion, an LFO to pitch. Turn on LFO 1 inside Waveeatable. Set the LFO shape to triangle. Triangle is perfect here, because it's a smooth up and down sweep, like a hand turning a knob back and forth. Set the rate to something like 1/4 sync to tempo, if you want that locked rhythmic feel, or set it to free mode around 2 to 4 HC if you want a more hardware siren vibe. Either works. In jungle, synced can feel tight and deliberate, free can feel a bit more chaotic and human. Assign that LFO to oscillator 1 pitch. Start with a small amount, then bring it up until you're getting a musical whoop. As a range guide, plus or minus 2 to 3 semitones is mellow and classy. Plus or minus 5 to 7 semitones is more dramatic, more obvious. If you go too wide too early, it turns cartoonish fast, and then you have nowhere to go during the build. At this point you should already hear okay. That's siren territory, but it'll still sound a bit plain. So next we shape it so it talks. Enable filter 1 in Waveeatable. Choose a low-pass filter, LP24 if you want it heavier and more resonant, LP12 if you want it a touch gentler. Put the cutoff somewhere in the 400 Hz to 2K Hz zone to start, and bring resonance up to around 20 to 40%. This is one of those moments where you actually can be a bit bold. Sirens like resonance because it adds that vocal peak. If the filter has drive available, add a little, like 2 to 6 dB. That drive helps the siren read in the mix without you needing to crank volume. Now add a touch of filter envelope. This is what makes it go pew instead of ee. Set envelope amount around 10 to 25%. Give it a fast attack, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. Set decay somewhere around 250 to 600 milliseconds. Keep sustain low, maybe 0 to 30%. And release around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Teacher note here, think of the siren-like featured percussion, not a pad, especially in drum and bass. You want it to speak, then get out of the way. If it just sits there as a constant fog, it masks break edits and steals attention from the snare. Alright, now we turn it from a sound into an instrument you can actually perform and automate quickly. Select Waveeatable and group it into an instrument rack. On Mac that's Command G, on Windows Control G. Create a handful of macros, around 4 to 6. Macro 1. Rise pitch. Map this to transpose, either Waveeatable's global transpose or oscillator coarse pitch. Set the range from 0 up to plus 12 semitones. You can go up to plus 24 if you want an extreme lift, but plus 12 is a really usable classic build range. Macro 2. Whoop speed. Map that to the LFO rate. If you're synced, map from 1/2 down to 1/16 so it can accelerate. If you're in free mode, map something like 1 Hz up to 8 Hz. Macro 3. Whoop depth. Map the LFO amount that's hitting pitch. Keep the low end of the macro musical and restrained, and let the high end get into that plus or minus 5 to 7 semitone range for drama. Macro 4. filter open. Map it to filter cutoff. Set a range like 300 Hz up to 6 or even 10 kHz. The point is, you can start mid-focused and tight, then open up toward the end of a build. Now, I want you to add one more macro that most people skip, but it's a secret weapon in jungle phrasing. Glide time. Map portamento or glide to a macro. Then you can go from tight and percussive in busy drum sections to long, syrupy slides in a breakdown or a big build. Optional but recommended. Plan for a safety and mix macro later. We'll do that with utility once the effects are on, so you can quickly ride level or force mono when needed. Now comes the old school part. Effects. This is where the siren stops sounding like a clean synth and starts sounding like it's coming through a sound system, a dub mixer, or a pirate radio chain. After Waveatable, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just getting fooled by loudness. Saturation adds harmonics, and those harmonics are what make a siren audible on smaller speakers and over dense breaks. Next, add chorus ensemble for subtle movement and width. Keep it light. Amount around 15 to 30%. Rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Width around 80 to 120 and mix around 10 to 25%. If you push chorus too hard, the siren turns washy, and in a fast drum and bass mix, that often reads as messy rather than vibey. Now add echo for the dub delay. Turn sync on. Try 1/8 for that faster jungle chatter, or 1/4 for more spacious throws. Feedback around 35 to 60%. And here's a key mix move. Filter the delay. High pass at somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass at around 4 to 7 kHz. This keeps the low end clean and stops the delay from sounding like harsh digital fizz. Add a little modulation in echo, like 2 to 6%. That's your tape-ish wobble. Stereo can go a bit wide, like 110 to 140%, but keep your ears open. If the break is already wide, too much stereo on the siren can make the whole center feel weak. Then add reverb. We're going for springish space, not a massive cinematic hall. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. And again, filter it. Low cut at 250 to 500 Hz. High cut around 5 to 8 kHz. Keep the wet low, like 8 to 20%, unless you're using it as a send. And that's a great moment to mention workflow. Dub mixing is basically send and return culture. If you want the most authentic delay throw behavior, put echo and reverb on return tracks. That way you can blast the siren into the delay for one moment, then cut the dry signal while the tail keeps flying. Now, build a simple safety net at the end of the chain. Add utility. Map a macro to gain so you can ride the siren level quickly. And map a mono toggle, because checking mono is non-negotiable in drum and bass. If your siren disappears in mono, don't just whiten it more. Add mid-range harmonics or reduce stereo tricks until it holds up. Optional shaping that's very authentic. Band limit it like it's coming from a real siren box. Drop an EQ8 and do a high pass around 250 to 400 Hz and a low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Then, if it needs presence, add a small bell boost around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz with a fairly narrow Q. That little presence peak is often what lets it speak over busy breaks without adding volume. Alright, now we turn it into an actual riser in arrangement view. Set up a 4-bar build into a drop. Over those 4 bars, automate your macros like a producer, not like a science project. First, automate rise pitch from 0 to plus 12 semitones over the 4 bars. That's the obvious we're going up gesture. Second, automate whoop speed so it accelerates. And here's an advanced tip. Don't make it a straight line. Keep it slow for most of the build, then ramp hard in the last bar. That feels like a human grabbing a knob and getting excited, not like a robot drawing automation. Third, automate filter open so it gradually opens, but save the brightest opening for the last half bar. That's how you keep tension. Then automate your dub amount. If echo is on the track, automate the dry slash wet up toward the end, or automate feedback up briefly for a scream into space moment. If echo is on a return, automate the send level, and do a classic jungle move. In the last beat before the drop, mute the dry siren, but let the delay tail keep going. Then cut the tail right on the first snare, so the snare still punches like a weapon. If you just let the tail wash over the drop, you'll lose impact. One more click-free tip. If you're muting the dry signal abruptly, avoid pops by fading utility gain down over 10 to 30 milliseconds. Tiny fade, huge difference. Now, optional but very drum and bass, make it rhythmic so it skanks with the break. Add auto pan after the synth, but use it as tremolo. Set amount to 100%, phase to 0 degrees so it's mono tremolo, and rate to 1/8 or 1/16. That gives you a gated, rhythmic pulsing without sidechaining. If you want it even tighter, use gate and sidechain it from a ghost hi-hat pattern. That's a classic way to make the siren feel like part of the drum programming rather than a layer floating on top. Let's cover common mistakes before you go wild. Number 1. Too much low end in the effects. Reverb and delay below about 200 to 400 Hz will wreck your mix with the kick and sub. Filter those returns. Number 2. Pitch LFO too wide and too fast right from the start. You kill your own arrangement. Start restrained, then get intense near the transition. Number 3. Overwidening. If the siren is super wide, it can vanish in mono and it can also fight the break, which often already has stereo information. Number 4. No level control. Sirens can spike. Heap a utility gain macro, and if needed, a gentle limiter at the end just catching peaks. Don't squash it into a flat line, just control the jumps. Now a few darker, heavier variations if you want that techie pirate radio flavor. You can resample the siren, freeze and flatten, or record it to audio, then hit it with redux for light down sampling and a bit more saturation. That creates that crunchy broadcast vibe that sits beautifully in jungle.